USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops, as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, no.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
To the economy now, while most businesses have been hit extremely hard by the coronavirus pandemic, one sector reporting record sales, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
It's consumer staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million. I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the Nasdaq down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are plans to get things up and rolling in the state of Wyoming, which technically did not shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon is thinking about reopening his state, even though he says technically Wyoming didn't shut down.
We're working very hard on putting together plans that will allow us to relax in a careful way, in a thoughtful way, in a safe way, getting people back to work, getting our barbershops and our beauty salons and so on back working.
Gordon, speaking on Fox News, also addresses schools.
We know that the virus is still going to be here in our schools. We've got to get plans, so we're looking at seeing what we can do there to build good plans, get our students underway.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court gives environmentalists a partial win on the scope of the Clean Water Act. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details on this story from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.